felt overwhelmed trying to make sense of your finances alone? Today, we're joined by Kim McGrath, financial advisor from Viridian Financial Group, to talk about why using a financial advisor could change the game. From wealth creation to retirement, superannuation to estate planning, Kim breaks down how the right advice brings confidence, clarity, and less financial stress. Stick around. Thanks for joining us, Kim. Let's get straight to it. Why should we use a financial advisor?
Thank you, Debbie. I'm delighted to be here today. Financial advice is a very personal matter, and we find that advised Australians are about 49% more confident on average than those who do not get financial advice. One of the great things that comes out of financial advice is the confidence to stop second-guessing your plans. You know you're going to make your money last. Balancing the spending of investments and reducing the risk of your money running out before you do.
That's very important, that one.
Yes, absolutely, yes. And it helps you make informed decisions, and it gives you the time to consider the choices and the options and ideally reduce all the financial stress that you could be suffering. Personal advice is really complex, and it's designed to help you and nobody else. So the complexity could be around what you're wanting the advice for, retirement, or you're buying a house or getting married, or redundancy, illness, anything like that. But there's these life events that all of us eventually have to face, and that's wealth creation and retiring. Then it moves on to maybe aged care and estate planning. So there's a lot to consider, and as a financial advisor, we're here to help people navigate all the complex rules of superannuation, tax, and dealing with Centrelink. Yeah, it's a happy job to be in eventually.
That's fantastic. Okay, but this is our hard-earned money that we're talking about. Can you explain exactly what a financial advisor is? And talk to me about qualifications, ethics, that sort of thing.
Yes, so being a financial advisor is heavily regulated. We have to follow a lot of legislation. We also have to be well educated and qualified. And not only that, we need to hold additional qualifications depending on the areas of advice that we are giving. A minimum requirement is a bachelor's degree. And often you can go on and get additional qualifications like a master's. I hold a master's. Other people hold certified financial planning qualifications that include tax advice. We're tax board registered. We have to do a reasonable amount of hours training every year to hold our accreditations. And we also have to be very good with our interpersonal skills. So there's a lot to take on when we're doing it. It takes, obviously, the time to complete your studies, but then every financial advisor would go through an internship, which is about 12 or 18 months of hands-on experience. You have to have all your study finished by then. Then we also have to pass an ethical exam, which there is a code of ethics in the financial planning world, which is very similar, I guess, to a lot of professionals. You know, you think about a doctor who has the Hippocratic Oath for a doctor is first do no harm. The one for the financial advisor, not that we have an oath, but this is one of the top ethics, is it must be act in the client's best interest, avoid conflict of interest, and ensure informed consent. There's a number of other codes as well. There's about 12 of them altogether.
A lot of codes.
It absolutely is. And we're governed and monitored by ASIC. That's the Australian Securities and Investment Commission. And we all have to be listed on a register. And, yeah, it's
there's tough. A lot to being a financial advisor, like education-wise, as well as having to follow all the codes of ethics and make sure your legislation is all right. My goodness, I don't envy your job at all, Kim.
It's still fun, though.
That's good. That's very good.
All right, so, you know, the interpersonal skills, you need to be passionate about genuinely helping people, and you're helping them achieve their goals and easing them into a happy retirement, or helping them into their first home, or, you know, setting a young family up with the protection they need so they won't suffer financial hardship should they be unable to work due to accident or illness.
You must get a lot of personal satisfaction when you do set someone up and something, the whole plan comes together.
Absolutely. The personal satisfaction, but not only that, you become a trusted professional when you're working with your clients, and the relationship that you have with your clients can go on for years. You know, I have clients that have been with me for over 10 years and we celebrate family birthdays and know when they're going on holiday and hear about all their trips, or they buy that car, collectible car that they wanted. We have a lot of celebrations along the way. Yeah.
So where do you find a financial advisor?
Yes, well, that is quite a good question, Debbie, because there's several ways. I spoke about ASIC before. You can go on and search the financial advice register on ASIC and find an advisor. Advisors have lots of different qualifications. So some advisors specialise in areas, for example, aged care or self-managed super funds, that sort of stuff. The word of mouth is also a good way. If you've got friends that are using an advisor and they're really, really comfortable with them,
I reckon that's the best way, to be honest.
Yes, yeah, happy to see referrals. Quite often the professionals work together, accountants and lawyers and financial advisors, and often we're collaborating with our clients when we're trying to help them, like through estate planning needs and things. So from one trusted advisor to another, people get referred. Then it's a matter of meeting an advisor. There's an initial interview is normally complimentary. That's the time when we sit down and get to know each other. It might be that advisor you've chosen doesn't have the expertise or the qualifications to give you the advice in that area, so they will know someone to refer you to. Or it might be that you've just realised that financial advice isn't for you. But we do know that people use AI for finding an advisor. And at the moment, the statistics show that about 2.25 million or more of Gen Z Australians obtain their financial advice from social media, compared with about 1.2 million of people who use an authorised financial advisor. Using an advisor who's accredited and registered, it helps address the risk of what they call finfluencer, as social media can expose perhaps unrealistic expectations, and there's a high risk of perhaps financial comparisons that aren't suited for a person's particular circumstances but sound good to everybody.
Yes.
So, yes, there's about 15,500 registered financial advisors in Australia who can offer you personal advice tailored to you, but there's also other people that can give you general information. They're not necessarily accredited financial advisors, but general information is they know the rules, they'll direct you to a product or a product disclosure statement, and you make your own decision.
Okay, I'm getting the idea now. If I wanted to engage a financial advisor, what's the process?
Yes, well, as I said, we would make contact and have a general discussion. Then we sit down and have an appointment, which is, as I said, complimentary. Then we would go through what's important to you. Why do you think you need financial advice? What is perhaps some other opportunities that you could be experiencing, or options that you're available to take advantage of, you know, might reduce tax or help you boost your super, etc. Then we make sure that we're avoiding perhaps some unintended consequences, and we gather all the information together about you and sit down. And I usually come up with a strategy that helps my clients meet their needs. At that stage, we'll probably come back and talk again, and we talk through the strategies and what do you think of this, what do you think of that, we're going to do it. The key legal document of receiving personal, professional financial advice is you're given a statement of advice, and that's a document that runs you through all the strategies, the things to consider, the benefits and features, and by then there should be no surprises in the recommendation when we present the statement of advice. However, it's not all set in stone, and we modify and change as things go along. It can probably take 4 to 6 weeks to get financial advice, and in that time, you know, there might be some changes, or you've thought about something else, and It's very fluid, but generally we want to make sure you understand your advice. There's no surprises and there's no jargon. Sometimes we help our clients implement their advice. Other times that's when we can start an ongoing relationship with them, and hence you end up having clients with you for 5 to 10 years. And along the way, we're just reviewing everything, working with them when there's perceived changes or anticipated changes. It might be 2 or 3 years away, but we don't have to reinvent the wheel every time we talk.
So all in all, it's a very rewarding relationship, isn't it? All round.
All round, absolutely. So,
okay. Kim, is that it for this podcast?
Yes. Perhaps it was a little bit dry, but people need to know why financial advice is good. What I'd like to talk about in coming interviews is the different types of advice that people might need, you know, preparing for retirement, downsizing, dealing with Centrelink on the age pension, inheriting money, understanding how you want to leave your wealth to your beneficiaries, aged care. There's a whole lot.
There's so much. Something for us all to look forward to. Thanks so much, Kim.
Thank you.
So there you have it. Using a financial advisor isn't just about numbers. It's about confidence, clarity, and having someone in your corner through every stage of life, from wealth creation to retirement and estate planning. A huge thanks to Kim McGrath, financial advisor at Viridian Financial Group, for sharing her expertise with us today. Stay tuned, because there will be more great conversations coming your way from Kim in the future, right here on 1015fm.com.au.